The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, Fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here.
Oh, salud, Bobby. Salud.
What
right
is
out of the gate. Right out of the
another
gate.
Another edition here of Brilliantly Dumb right Show. Joey D, the D-man, has arrived. Michael has arrived, coming off a bender of a night. Only subs night looked like it popped off.
Great night. It was awesome, man. Shout out to everybody who came out. It was really, I mean, Luna was
bummed. What do you have food-wise? What did he eat?
He put out everything, pizzas, pasta, chicken, antipasto. I mean, buffet style. So, I mean, people were raving about the food. I really didn't even get to eat much because I was, you know, I was so locked into the games and everything. But shout out to everybody who came out. Shout out Austin for getting me this shirt. Great shirt. Love it. And everybody who came out, really, really, really a great night. A great night. And everybody was talking about Brilliantly Dumb Show. Everybody. Was talking about
really
everybody was popping off about the pod, you know.
It's a great show,
it's a great program. If I do say so myself,
recognition it deserves, to be honest.
It doesn't.
Well, no, it doesn't. You're right, you're right about that.
There's so many garbage podcasts out there that are about
name a few. Yeah, what's on your mind?
I don't want to flame anybody specifically.
No,
there's some bad ones. The fact that Hawk Tua just comes out and just goes to number three.
Yeah. Two more
scamming half the freaking world.
Yeah,
you know,
this is gonna be a cold take. It's gonna be really cold. I feel bad for her in the sense of what happened with that whole you know, she might face jail time for the
she scammed people with the Bitcoin shit, Bob.
Well, here's the only reason I will say that I feel bad in the sense
you might have been too dumb to know what was going on.
It was correct. it was like a pump and dump situation. Yeah, where
I think now look, you have people who lost a lot of money in that, so I feel bad for them too. But I
shame on you for investing in that though. Shame on you for buying Bitcoin. Like, are you that fucking crazy?
Yeah, that's true. But I think she had no fucking clue what she was doing and had to be advised from somebody and then got fucked.
People nowadays, man, they can't handle any sort of fame. They just spontaneously combust, man. It's unbelievable, man. It's a tale as old as time. People get a little bit of notoriety and a little bit of fame, and that's it, man. They
a little
just,
pomp and circumstance.
They just burst and go into an absolute tailspin, man. It happens all the time. It's sad.
It is sad.
You got to be able to stay even keel. You can't just float off into the neververse like that and just let yourself. It's pathetic, man. It really is. But
anything else on your mind, D? We got a good D man today.
That's a great sweater again, Bob. By the way,
I know I didn't want to give him time
every week.
But it's a great
every
sweater.
Week. This guy just
because we do it on Sundays.
Heater,
when we do it on Sundays, I come from
church
service.
Yeah. I do respect that.
I do like to wear a sweater to church. It's better than wearing like a dress shirt, and it still looks appropriate and dressy. But it's comfortable.
You? Do they
know Sunday you best? Sunday they, best. It's for a reason.
Do people recognize you at the church, Joe?
A couple times, but like you're in an like when you're at church, you don't go up and do like, you know, you give space.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
But the churches on the 9:30 in the morning mass, it's packed. It's like we show up most of the times we show up late, which is not great because by the time we get ready and then you get there and stuff, you show up late. So I showed up a little late today, which was not great. But
do you always take Eucharist, Joe? Do you always go up for the host?
Unless I've had a real bad stretch, then no. Right. But normally, yeah. Normally,
but no wine though, right? You don't drink. You don't take.
No.
I haven't. I got to be honest. I haven't drank the blood of Christ in a long time.
If you're going for the wine, like time. I feel like if you got to be pretty devout to go for the wine.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I'm just not there.
I feel as though the wine isn't even really offered too much in here. I feel like it's not.
It's not really there anymore.
I don't know if that's a COVID thing or just I don't know what it is.
I don't feel like sharing the cup. It used to be. I think after COVID, a lot of things changed. The procedures, the practices. Like they used to give one thing that really chaps me is giving people the sign of peace and shaking their hand.
Sure.
Now everybody just kind of waves at you. It's just so.
That's a great mug. Nice mug, Bob.
Sorry. Let me see that mug.
Joe got me this mug.
Looking mug. Real good looking mug. Real solid mug.
Show me
real
your
solid.
Mugs.
Real
I know.
Solid
show,
mug.
It, but there was
that's
no show
nice
me
mug.
Your mug Saturday. I would have done it.
Well, I'm hungover. But that's a nice mug. Joe, you're right, because the sign of peace be with you, let us offer each other a sign of peace, was the highlight of church, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that was the best part of church. You shake the hand.
Connect.
I thought that was always, to me, number one, things are winding down. It's almost over.
Sign
of peace. It's almost over. Secondly, you get to, loosen up a little bit, a little high fives, the sign.
And then
of
if
peace,
you're sitting
really,
near somebody
nice.
That it's like you can have a little interaction.
You dap them up. Like you could dap up people in church, which is,
I know.
I mean, it's great.
I had a huge, huge God phase when I was a kid.
A God
really?
Phase. A huge, like that's where a lot of the OCD that I had led from this phase that I had. It was.
Talk to me about your phase.
I got to hear
about
it. I never heard about it.
Let's hear about
it. Yeah, when I was a kid, I had such bad OCD that they put me in the special classes. I mean, I was. I don't find it to be very funny, Joseph. I don't.
I just want you to spin your wheel right now.
But no, in all seriousness,
you made a living off of calling yourself brilliantly dumb. So it's a little bit funny.
It is. I'm joking. But I had this thing where I was so scared of going to hell, and I felt if
was it
I
a
didn't
fear was it a fear of death, Bob, or just a fear of going, was it
he's
a fear
always feared
overall?
Death
I know you fear death, but was it the hell aspect or just dying in general?
I think it's both. I think it's a good question. I think it's both, and I was so worried about it that I felt if I didn't do certain things it meant that I was going to go to hell or die. And the craziest things that God would never hold against you, like I would have to go downstairs and tap the TV a certain amount of times.
I've had episodes like that though. Whoa. not fear of hell, just
but
like
what did the TV you, have anything to do with hell?
It's like a superstition in your head.
It's
like
a
OCD if you don't
thing.
Do it, it's like it's
I had rituals when
happen.
I played hockey. I had to tap the post a certain amount of times. I had to have like a certain pregame routine. If I didn't do that, it would if I played bad, it was because I didn't follow this, very superstitious.
I told Holly yesterday I was going to get a mug out of the drawer, out of the cabinet, whatever, and I was going to take the Masters mug that I have, and I was like, I can't use this, it's Notre Dame colors. Like I am like that in some respects. Like I had to wear the same sweatshirt I was wearing when they won the Rose Bowl for the Cotton Bowl. Like I had
you,
to
will you bring that to the national title now?
100% yes. Yes.
They used to
you
have
wear it. A jersey?
No, I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to wear the sweatshirt because I've worn that sweatshirt 3 times this year and they're 3-0 in that sweatshirt. So I got to wear it. I have to. There's no other choice. And it could be hot in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. I don't know. I don't know what the temperature is going to be like in there, but yeah.
Yeah, I texted Mikey to congratulate him for Ohio State. I was happy for him. I like Ryan Day. I've talked about him before that, he was so close to losing his job. It felt like I find him to be a really class act. I really like him. I texted Mikey after they won the semifinals. I was like, congratulations, Mike. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that he gets to go to the game. Like, that's awesome. And he goes, thanks, brother. Job's not finished, though. I
it's
said,
not,
can
not,
you just man. Fucking put
that's
it
such
away?
Such a hard old response.
I know. But dude, like
just
I
just be like,
I know,
he
appreciate it.
No, he Kobe'd me. He
No, I didn't. I appreciate it. By the way, I really, you both reached out to me. I really appreciate the text.
Because we are happy. We know how much it means to you.
And you guys both have futures on OSU. I know.
I don't. I wish I did.
Oh, Joey D.
I do. But I honestly, I genuinely, I know how much it means to you. And with the Bears being so bad, like I want to see you be able to like enjoy the moment. And like, I can't imagine like when the Packers went to the Super Bowl years ago, like I couldn't afford, I was too young.
That's what
I couldn't afford to go.
Right,
so when you
right.
have a chance to watch your team either win a Super Bowl, a national title, a Stanley Cup, like I would pay an absurd amount of money to watch the Canucks win the Stanley Cup live. Like, and so for you to have that chance, it's a one and done. It's one game. That's
why Holly is like, yeah, go. She's like, go. Because like the last time they were in the national title game in the COVID year, 2020, but they had lost half the roster to COVID. They were playing that Alabama team they were never going to win that game. But before that, I mean, they haven't been there in 10 years. 10 years ago, I was not in a position to even remotely think about doing something like this. I was still, you know, trying to find my way in my career and everything like that. So now it just feels like it's an appropriate time for me to go. And, you know, the job's not finished, Bob. We got one more.
So. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are 9.5-point favorites right out of the gate.
They were 21.5-point favorites against Michigan, bro. Joe. You know.
Yeah, like, but that team has your number.
They sure do.
They have your number.
And it's going to be fun. The coping from these Michigan fans, man, like they are just – like Portnoy is just, bro, he's just like, I get it. It's all a troll job, but my God,
do you think he's going to hammer Notre Dame just out of spite?
I don't think he will. I think he's full of shit. He's been tailing Ohio State the whole time, to be honest. He's not stupid.
But in fairness though, Mikey, you play the game with them too. Like I saw you come at Taylor Lewan.
I'm going to tell you why I came.
Portnoy
came at Taylor Lewan.
He sure did.
Taylor Lewan has this show on Barstool. I forget the name of the show.
Friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
Yeah, we do like the guys.
Friend of the program.
Him and hit my fucking Bosa bet last night. Will Compton. They were all in the game.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they all took Bosa.
Gruden being there for that was very cool.
That was special, right?
Really,
he was nodding his head. Gruden might have took the Bosa prop. Yeah. We don't know. We could find out. But Lewan has gone on this show every week, and he goes, Tennessee's going to blow out Ohio State. Oregon's going to blow out Ohio State. Texas money line. So I said, I was like, Taylor being 0-3 picking against the Buckeyes while he was 0-3 against the Buckeyes playing against them is cinema or something like that.
Yeah, because exactly
it
what
is, bro. The guy, I mean, it's every week. It's every week. And I get it. You're a Michigan guy. But like still, like you've seen me. I put out Michigan bets where I back Michigan because like, I'm not stupid either. Like,
but Michael, if they were going to play for the national championship,
I rooted for Michigan last year, bro. I had Fubi over. I invited Fubi Lou, who's a diehard.
He was Ruth. Oh no, not Fubi. Fubi was not Ruth. It was Lou.
No, he's Louie.
Louie's the backup for Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's backup. That's correct. At UDell. That's a fact. You could Google that. You could actually Google that and you'll see him.
Picture of him in like his
Sure. I'll pull it up, but yes, that's 100% fact that Lou was Joe Flacco's backup at UW.
Such a great, I mean, that is fucking awesome, man. That really is.
But yeah,
he had to have an arm on him.
He had a cannon, bro.
I bet he did.
He's got a cannon, yeah. But I had Fubu Lou, my dear friend, over last year in the cave to watch Michigan against Washington. Cause I really, at that point when Washington won, I was like, I'd be very surprised if Washington beat Michigan last year. I thought Michigan was the team last year once they made the playoff and they beat Bama. But we poured Joe, your bottle of Johnny Blue. We poured a glass of Johnny Blue when they won. That's very nice. I hate that team so much, but at the same time, my brother Jason is a diehard Michigan. I know so many diehard Michigan fans that have been waiting so long to get to that. And it's like, it's the same thing at the end of the day. I hate it during the game. I want to beat the shit out of them, of course. But at the end of the day, like my friends, my brother, everyone was so elated and happy. I was happy for him. I was happy for him. Now
everybody
them,
wins now.
There he
everybody-
is. Look at him. Look at the tank in the UDL.
Wow.
With the Tom Brady glove. He did it before Tom Brady did it. Tom Brady bit off Louie, I think. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a stud.
Look at this. Lou Rotondo Delaware car. Look at those pictures.
Oh, my.
Like
God, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't love to tell you something, man. I wouldn't fuck with Lou.
He's an absolute bull.
His fucking legs, and he's got like legs like this, bro. Like a fucking like a California redwood.
Now a lot of people don't know who Luna Lou is, but it's the proud sponsor of the Brinley Dump Show, Luna Lou, who's part of the Audi Club, who we go to the Yankee games with. He came back to the restaurant. I didn't get to see this. I wish I did.
Oh.
Beyond obliterated to his own restaurant and got back behind the counter.
I saw him put the apron on, Bob, and he just went into the trenches.
Joe was amazed by that. He's like, he's like, this guy's slinging pizzas, Bob. Do you see this?
That guy's built different. When you can go from one extreme to the other and just dive in and see the restaurant needs you, just throw the apron in. And just go in there and just start slinging pies. I'm like, yo, this guy's built.
You had that in you, though.
I was going to say, he had a little dog in him, right?
Well, I mean, Bob, I'd come straight from the golf course. I'd go right into the freaking hotel.
I'll tell you something, Mikey. I saw this guy do
You said
some
he would
things.
Go on no sleep.
Dude, he wouldn't sleep.
Oh, yeah, I'd work till 2 in the morning, and then we go play at 7 a.m.
He could have left. I mean, he could have left at 12 o'clock. He'd stay till 3 to play ping pong with me for 30 minutes, leave, come film, drop him off there for 14 hours. Some crazy. I took a bag. I watched him eat a bag of weed gummies while we were watching the college basketball game on his break. Go back into the rest. Just some crazy. He did some crazy shit. Couple things to get into. First, I do want to mention, because I've been laughing about it all week, because I didn't realize just how absurd it was when Joe posted a story, and I didn't catch at the time how absurd it was. And then I couldn't stop laughing the entire week.
What was the story?
Cutsy did a Cameo promo, and he talked about in Florida how there's a polar vortex.
There was. It was 40 degrees, Bob. For us, that's cold. That's very cold.
Was it 40?
It was 40 degrees in the morning. It was fucking frigid.
And It was hysterical, because he's kind of like bundled up talking about Florida having this polar vortex coming through. By the time we got out to the golf course, Joe, it was like 65.
It was 57, Bob. It was 57.
He was even saying on the golf course, he was talking about this polar vortex. Mikey comes in and does an impression of Joe. I didn't realize till Mikey did the impression, and we'll play it.
Hello, folks, Instagram, fine folks of Instagram there. It's your boy, Joey Cold Cuts, today. Emphasis today is on cold, because I don't know if you're aware, a polar vortex has pushed its way through our sunny peninsula state of Florida, up through Rio de Janeiro, across the Northern Star, blowing right through our living rooms. And I can't handle these kind of conditions. It's barbarical, it's preposterous, and being honest, I'm going to stay inside all day today and churn out some Cutsy Cameos. So if you want to go ahead and click that link, get yourself a Cutsy Cameo. Keep yourself warm out there today and safe out there today. You're saying, Cutsy, you're from Canada, you should be used to this. For those of you who don't know, who aren't aware, I was actually out in LA for a very long time working at a 7-diamond Michelin star rated Uber tested restaurant out there on the West Coast. So my blood has become warm. But once again, buy your Cameo today and stay warm out there.
It was really good. But then when he talked
some of his best content, to be honest.
Here he goes. That's a dig.
It's not a dig. It's a compliment.
It's a dig. It's a backhanded compliment. But that's fine. I told you. That's it. I'm done.
Mikey,
dog.
If you go back and you look at your reels and you see the most viewed reels that you have, I bet you a compilation of the Joey Cold Cuts impersonations are at the top.
The only thing recently that's topped it was the video with Dom after the Bears finally beat the Pack. That was the only one that's topped it recently. That was a good one. That was a monster.
Where did you find that headband thing that you had?
It was Holly's. It was hanging in the basement. I just put it on. Yeah.
I can envision this guy trying to just grab like the props to
do
this.
Dude, you just go
story.
If you you know Joe, like, well, you'll see Joe, like, when you have, once you have, like, you start popping out little cutsies, like, you go into like your like
can't
closet
wait.
Like your like your hall closet, there's just the most random shit on the face of the planet just there. Gloves, hats, scarves, all this crazy shit in the wintertime. But again, you know, not too many polar vortexes coming through.
Mikey said, he goes, I'm staying at a triple platinum Uber certified
No, he's, I said he worked. He wasn't used to it because he's out in L.A. working at the Seven Diamond Uber-rated resort restaurant of whatever it was. But yes, yes. Yeah.
It's like Zoo. You sound like a Zoolander.
People were like, yo, is this Trump? Is this this? I was like, yeah. But you know
it's
what,
it's a mix of a little bit of everything.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've barely been eating lately, man. It's been a problem.
Yeah, I wanted to jump into that. The D-man.
Is that right?
Major oral surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I got four.
By the way, they look great.
Well, this is the Invisalign. It's not the implants. I need to have, it's a whole procedure. I got to go back in a week and I got to get my bottom gums slit open. And like, then I got to get implants in like 4 or 5 months and crowns put in. It's a lot, man. It's a fucking nightmare.
Mikey, he was going to do this surgery. Mind you, it's a big, big surgery, okay? He was going to do it without getting put under. Yeah, I said, Joe, you got. Why would you do that? Like, you have
even,
to get
I would,
put under.
I'm surprised they'd even give him the option to do that.
Well, and then I didn't take nearly the amount of dose. That normally, the average person takes three of these pills, like, to go under. I took one. And so I woke up mid-surgery. And they're like, we need to give him another one. I'm like, no, I'm okay. And they're like, no. So I said, okay, give me half. So they gave me half the dose I was supposed to be
on. How bad was the pain afterwards?
It's still painful, dude. It's like,
is it now? It hurts still?
Well, you want to see? Look at this.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah. Like, look at that.
That is unbelievable. That's a problem.
That is unbelievable, bro.
That's a problem.
That is unbelievable.
So I need to have the bone grafts.
That is wild, man.
I need to have the bone grafts in my mouth, like, grow longer until they put the implants in. Because it's like putting in a light into a socket. It won't.
It's like a screw, right?
Yeah, it won't stick. So they had to insert bone grafts.
To even contemplate not getting put out there. Now, yeah. I know.
It was as intense as crazy, dental visit as I've ever had.
Let me tell you, man. I know I'm a huge pussy, but to have, I really am. I'm soft. I am.
Bob, you would have asked for double the dosage.
I tell you what, though. Fuck that guy, the jujitsu guy who put you on that reel.
That was crazy.
Fuck that guy, man.
Who is that guy?
Fuck him and fuck his stupid podcast and whatever he does.
He's a nobody.
Fuck him.
I appreciate the backup, Michael.
I was ready. I asked Bob how mad I was.
Somebody's coming at you?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Joe, there's this. I'm scrolling on TikTok now. People ended up sending it to me, but before even anybody sent it to me, I'm scrolling just through TikTok for you page, okay? Doing whatever the fuck I'm doing, just scrolling through the page. And this guy's on this podcast and he's talking about how this generation is such pussies now and everybody's so soft.
Big tough guy. Big tough guy because I do jujitsu. I'm a big tough guy.
And so he's saying, terrible. You know, this generation is so soft. They're such pussies.
Oh, is this an acai bowl thing?
Yeah, he said, yes. now, He's like, nowadays guys wake up for breakfast and they have acai bowls rather
than vaping. The worst was they showed like this skinny Asian guy who probably weighed like 20 pounds blowing a vape cloud before Bob and then transitioned right to Bob eating an acai bowl. And I'm just like,
I got a big problem with that.
I really do.
I thought it was funny.
You called him out, Mikey.
I didn't out of respect to Bob, because I'm not going to fight Bob's battles for him. But if that guy ever like reached out or something, or somebody knows him, I would call him right to his face. I'd be like, you know, you don't know, you know, you're supposed to be this guy that's like, your whole intent and purpose for what you do specifically, the jiu-jitsu shit, is to build people up. Then you're going to take a random clip of two people who you've never communicated with and put them down while you're trying to build other people up. Total fraud, total phony, total idiot, total.
What is this guy's name? I'll call this ass out.
No, you know what? To be honest.
Yeah, we know Bob doesn't, Bob doesn't like conflict. He doesn't want to get in conflict.
I didn't give a shit.
I was fucking furious.
Mikey was pissed.
I was furious, bro.
Like, I'm happy.
Really?
I was mad, Joe. I was pissed.
I came this close to commenting
on the reel and be like, yo, you don't even know who you're posting. Like
scrolling through the TikTok page and see me come up. That was kind of good. Joe, can we do 10 minutes without the retainer?
No, I'm not doing that, Bob. I already took it up. By the way, I talk with the lisp when I don't have
Bob,
the TT.
You're just a horrible person.
When he was doing his laugh, when he was laughing, like that's, he saw himself.
That was unreal. Well, we could just clip that and we could clip that. And
now, Bob,
it.
if you play a cards right, maybe for one of these Bob Just Sports videos, you know, for the Dominican, maybe I'll take him out, but. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, the
imagine
thing is,
getting
like,
him
yeah,
for a full 18 with no front teeth,
great,
Bob.
Dude, I'm almost making it mandatory that he has to take a gummy before every round. Because in all seriousness, when he's on a gummy, Mikey, yeah, I truly believe, yeah, you know, you don't want to force your friends to go under the influence. That's not what I'm – but in reality –
But you will.
For content, you will.
Because he's the best version of himself. When he's on the gun.
When I'm inebriated. Thanks, Bob.
He really is. He's so funny.
When you're not yourself, that's when you're your best.
That's when we love you.
Don't give me you at your natural state. Give me you fucked up.
Right.
Bro, when he's on a gummy, he's at his best.
Nicole knows immediately, too, because I come home and I'm a little loopy and she's
smiling.
Just smiling at everything. Just like laughing and like. And Bob tries to hit me with these full darts, like these full big poppers. And it's like, you know. These things are like 20 milligrams. It's like, it's a lot.
Big old popper. Good for bit.
It's good for part of the business.
Maybe I should take one not to feel the pain, because I tell you, I can't eat anything right now, dude. I've been eating soup. Yeah, I'm probably going to shed a lot of weight, you know, which is going to be good for my resolution for swole cuts.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Really good, Joe. Really, really well done. That's not an easy one. Really well done. AG1 to the moon. They've been sponsoring us for quite some time. Another thing to discuss, which I think is fucking ridiculous. We leave the Dominican. So this will be Tuesday. So we'll be on our way over to the Dominican. My dad's going to the UFC fights without me. He's flying solo.
But is it still going to be in LA with everything that's going on?
They may switch to Vegas, but he's going. He's probably hoping they switch to Vegas. Bro, that video of him with the UFC convincing my mom not to go to his 41st anniversary.
Yeah.
it popped off and went nuts.
I mean, yeah, it's insane. I mean, it's crazy video.
Mike, you actually want to go to a UFC fight on our 41st anniversary?
Oh, Sue, please. I've been to 40 of our anniversaries. No,
you didn't go to the first one, okay? You didn't have a good start.
What do you mean I didn't go to the first one?
You didn't go to our... You went... Where did you go?
Oh, I went to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay, so 39 I went to. Come on, I'm just asking you.
All right, what if this is the last one? You're not going.
It's UFC 311.
Mike,
Marab against Umar.
You're not on the circuit.
Sue, I'm asking you... As a favor, we'll celebrate our anniversary when I get home. Why are you laughing?
Okay, when it's convenient. Mike, let me tell you, if you're looking,
it's convenient.
You know what? At this point, if you're looking for a fight, just stay home.
I mean, it's a while.
He is, when I listen to him, like, and when you meet him, like, you realize, like, this is not, like, this is just who he is. Like, he is just, he's unreal, bro. He's
but
so
him telling
unreal.
Your mom who was fighting as if that
it's
would
crazy.
Be the convincing.
It's crazy. It's
but
crazy.
He really believes that that matters. That's the greatest part, is he believes that that matters. That, he convinces really? Himself
as
that
if
it
your
matters.
Mom knows who Marab is or cares.
My mom thinks that UFC is WWE and it's fake. So she every time we go, my. We're going.
Maybe you should
like,
take your mom.
My dad's like, you imagine to go. She has no desire to go. But her. We're trying to tell her this is not fake. This is the real deal. But we're watching the Vikings Lions games. We did the couch bet together, which was fucking blast. Yeah. And Dana calls me after he saw the video. He said we got to get him out there. So he's gonna go. He's gonna go without me.
Who's he going with?
He's taking Jason Berger.
Okay. Oh, yeah, say yeah, hey, yeah, Jay.
Yeah, he got the nod. He got the nod.
By the way, Mikey, can we get a same game parlay today for one of these games?
Yeah, 100%.
I when we don't do that.
I'd love to.
Enough.
Are you guys gonna be couched up today? Or are you guys?
Yeah. Okay.
But when we do that for the digest,
it's great.
We used to do that, and it's like, you know, you put a little bit on with like a huge bunch of things. It's fun to watch it kick off.
I'm going to my uncle's today for the game. Bringing Dominic actually, because Dom is like started to really like get into. He like really
Seems
likes
like
it now. He likes football. Like he it's wants great. To watch. He asks about it. He knows the teams. He knows the quarterbacks. It's crazy. It's
is
fucking,
he back to
nuts.
Being a Bears fan or is he? Still
yeah, he's
like
back
the
fully
Giants?
Back. No, fully back to the Bears. He might be a little wishy washy of a fan, but he's back. He's
Mikey.
Back.
I want to talk about your prop bet if you don't mind. The prop bet that you have, the future bet.
Oh, that the you huge.
Have. Because I think what Joe said was Future's true, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mikey, it was like $500 to win $50,000.
$400 to win 60 grand.
And
60?
58?
It was.
Oh, my. You got to just hedge every game the Chiefs play now.
The Dodgers to win the World Series, Ohio State to win the national title, and the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Of course, the Dodgers already taken care of. Ohio State playing in the finals. So what Joe said, what I think is actually the right play, since they're not given a cash out options, you hang tight on Ohio State, hope that they take care of business.
Well, Kansas City plays their first playoff game before Ohio State plays the national title.
Which is not
the
worst thing because they should
the
win
Texans
that game.
At home.
I know. I'm not saying it's a bad situation. I'm just saying what it is. Like that's the next game up is the Kansas City divisional round.
By the way, the Texans money line is going to be like ridiculously large.
You think so even after they beat the Chargers up like that?
Oh my God, it's going to be an 8 to 10 point.
I agree.
I'm going to save it for my buy and sell, but. I'm going to save it. But that's the scenario, Bob. Bob is correct. There's four games left. Ohio State's got to win the Natty, and the Chiefs have to win three games. But I agree. I have to hedge from here out every game, basically.
But so do you hold off on – do you let Kansas City and Ohio State hopefully take care of business?
I let Kansas City – I'm not going to touch Kansas City divisional round. I'll let it ride on that. And then if it comes down to Ohio State, Kansas City Chiefs, AFC Championship game, Super Bowl, that trip – to Atlanta next week when I go out there, I'll put enough on Notre Dame money line to cover all the expenses of the trip.
Yeah, it's like plus 300.
You know what I'm saying? So that way, God forbid, Ohio State loses that game, at least the trip was free and I win a few extra dollars.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean?
Ohio State's so much better.
No, but Notre Dame's plus 300 on the money line.
Yeah, they are.
There, you know what I mean? So it's not going to be like a crazy bet to get, but I'm not going to do anything crazy. I want to, like, ideally I'd like to go into the Super Bowl and say that I'll win 20 grand no matter what happens. I could win 20 to 25,000 no matter what.
I have so much respect for these guys who put in like 15, 20 game parlays and they wait till the last game and they don't hedge. I don't know how you,
though, man. I don't know how these,
but some of these guys do it. I don't know how you do it.
But they put like $10. They put $$10 on
it. Yeah, but it'll be like for like $50,000. It's like a life changing amount of money. It's like, how are you not hedging?
Mike, you still out on Mattress Mac?
On who?
Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mikey hates him.
Clown. That's like I don't hate him, but I mean, like, yeah, I mean, he's not like my A-Rod, but, you know, I think he's a clown, Bob.
You know, it's funny on that clip of last week when you were like, I didn't notice you said, you're like, when are you going to let it go with Rod, man?
Bob, you've been on him for a while.
You know,
and I feel like if you met him, you guys would actually get along.
Now, if TikTok goes down January 19th, Bob, and it's gone, now, are you back? Like, now you won't get the TikTok videos from Rod anymore. Will that bring you around a little bit, Tim?
No, because I disliked him for well beyond TikTok. I mean, I disliked him when he was a Yankee. But what's going to happen is, I think you were saying it, Joe, it's kind of true. We're going to cross paths one day.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I'm going to fold like a Jeep suit, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's going to be a great picture. I can't wait for it. I know one day it's just going to randomly be on Bob's story. It'll be like, tell you what, buried the hatchet today. Hell of a guy. Something like that.
No, you know what I will do, Mikey? If I see him, I'm going to be like, A-Rod, my buddy's a huge fan. Can you take a picture?
That's right.
And just thrust him right into the moment.
Mike, did I ever tell you, it happened when we would do the Brilliantly Dumb show early on. Still happens now. You forget the amount of people that listen and how much ends up getting around. Did I ever tell you the Four Seasons story when I was dating the girl from the Four Seasons?
No.
We weren't dating. We were quiet about it. She worked in the human resources, and I was a manager. So technically,
That's a big no-no.
That's a full no-no. That's the old faux pas.
So we went on a date. We went on a date, and it didn't go well. And I always talked about the reach, how if I take it, you go to a first date with the girl, you just want to see them just offer to pay, even though you know you're going to pay. So you just want to see the reach, just to them say, oh, let me pay. And you say, no, I got to take it. Didn't get the reach.
Okay.
So I went on the podcast, and I started talking about it, not thinking that anybody from the hotel was ever listening. One of my employees gets in trouble, so I have to go downstairs to write them up. So I have to go to her. So I go to her, and I'm talking to her. I drop a pen on the way out. I drop a pen. It, like, comes off the desk. I drop the pen. She goes, Robbie, you going to get that, or do you want me to reach for it?
Oh.
And I didn't realize it at first, and I took the pen. I walked out, and then I just said,
Tell you what, that's pretty good by her.
Really good.
Pretty witty. Pretty
witty. You just kind of forget the shit that you say. You're so comfortable on here that
that's,
you know,
true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's absolutely true.
I said some comfortable shit.
Oh,
the day that the D-Man and Hezbollah go head-to-head. Oh, Hezbollah.
Oh, that guy's done.
He's an icon, Joe.
Can I make a statement? Like, 90% of the people I'm out on, Just they just fade into above living. Sorry, I couldn't really get the word out of my
mouth. Tell you what, that's a super nice piece, bro.
Really nice.
Super nice piece, isn't that, Robert?
Come on, Mikey.
This is a super nice piece. Can I call a nice piece, or can I not?
Can.
Thank you, Joseph.
A piece is a piece,
Mikey. A piece is a piece.
Joe, just so I know for the pot, what time is it?
It's 11:36, Bob, you fucking asshole.
Yo, that pen story is diabolical.
Isn't that amazing?
Because you know that she had to have some premeditated thought about that dropping. Like, she was waiting for the opportune time to drop that retort against you. And that's pretty fucking
awesome. I kind of respect the hell out of
her. Yes, me too.
I did too. And you know what? She's a very nice girl. I have nothing.
You know what, though? At the end of the day, Bob, it's good for business too. It means people are listening.
Yeah, I remember being kind of like, wow, maybe this thing's got some gas.
You know, days when he was making up fake sponsorships for the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
That was also great, though. That
fake
was also
Windex sponsors.
I heard from Jerry Don yesterday.
Me too.
Great to hear from the Don. Yeah, it was great.
He had to be in shambles because that Steelers team just, I mean, the way that they finished the season and they just collapsed was just tough to see.
Yeah.
Good old Russie wasn't trusty.
No. All right, let's go on into our buy or sell of the week. See what the boys like. Mike, I know you said you had mentioned one. I'll rip one real quick and then we'll head over to you. Nothing crazy to be expected. I just think the guy's on top of the world right now. Handsome cat. He's a leader. We talked about him last week. Marcus Freeman on top of the world. Seems like an awesome coach. What a physique on the guy, too, man.
He's a Buckeye, too, Bob.
Yeah. Was he really?
Yeah, played linebacker at Ohio State. Yeah. During the Tressel era, number one. You know what, dude, he was really good, too. He was good.
Jed has it out for you guys, man. He can't fucking stand Ohio State.
And you know what? He hammered Ohio State, and the only guy I was talking to throughout the entire Cotton Bowl, there was only one person I was texting almost play by play with, was Jed.
Every single
me and Jed, and I got to tell you, it was fantastic. This guy is one of the more twisted people when it comes to wagers. I mean, he's talking about why did the official not call this? Yeah. How is that not that? He is, bro. And it's so great because, like, I'm
going to watch a game live with him. He loses his mind.
We watch college basketball together a lot last winter. Yeah, but we went on those trips. But, like, football.
When he goes big on these games, he'll find a corner of the room and he'll sink into the corner and he'll go into, like, the fetal position and just like it's just
then I hate it. It's because, you know, Cutsy had mentioned we don't unit shame here on the Brilliant and Dumb Show, but Cutsy mentioned to me what type of units he's throwing around since this hot streak, and I was worried
skyscrapers.
And I texted him. He said I texted him. He said
skyscrapers. I never heard that. That's great. That's really good, Joe.
That's really good.
I texted
I'm
him.
Use that. I'm gonna use that.
I really do care about
that's really good.
I wish we saw Cutsy say that without the teeth. Imagine him saying skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers, Bob.
Yeah.
God, scrape us.
You better watch the video. You can't listen to the audio for this podcast. You got to watch the video. Yeah.
I look like a meth head, dude. It's a tough look.
Yeah, it's wild, bro.
Well, no, it looks like a hockey guy. Like, I posted that picture of Brent Burns. It's like
someone commented on his post, bro.
Yeah, there's some
fucking ruthless pieces. Bangarang Toothio.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dude, I love the internet so much.
You know what I don't understand is people are like, oh, this guy wants sympathy. I'm like, no, I'm making a joke out of it.
How is it not a joke? It's a joke post if you're putting up a picture of yourself next to a hockey guy with no teeth. Like, it's obviously a joke.
At what point do you think that I'm like going to like put a picture up of myself like that and not be laughing at myself? Like,
but
people are just dumb, man.
I appreciate you getting ahead of it. I think it was good to do.
Oh, you would have gotten on there, Bob. So
you
got
it. You if you don't control the narrative, Joe, somebody else is.
Oh, if it happened to me, I would have put something up for sure.
I'm saying, Bob,
you would have done it to him,
and you would have thrown it up on your story.
Oh, I don't know.
He had to get ahead of the media narrative.
You know, Bob's bullshit when he goes like this. He goes, "Oh, I don't know," and kind of looks up to the sky. Oh, it would have been out there. Let me tell you something. That would have been out there fast.
He said skyscrapers. But I texted Jay. I said, you got to do me a favor. You got to cool it with these units because you're going to lose it all. And then I'm going to get the text from you. I'll be like, hey, like, what are you going to do for the title for Bob to Sports this week? But doesn't matter. Doesn't care. Nothing matters.
Oh, show's dead.
Show's dead. Yeah. He said with the Xander video, he called me the night before. He's like, video sucks. It's not going to do anything. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's our number one video that's been posted. It's
the best video we've had in months. And he's like, cynical fuck. I love him to death. But we don't unit shame. He's got to cool it on these fucking units. It's like from Uncut Gems, dude. He's dropping the fucking.
Yeah, that's, you know, that is scary. The way he was texting me, I was like, he's got to have, I mean, he was like lightning, like eight texts in a row, yeah. Like sick shit, like wild, like how I get when I'm really wrapped up in like a game or something. I was like, this is actually great. It was great.
Yeah, I mean,
he texted me from, when he's winning. He's
from
he's
kickoff
on top of the
to
world.
Final, and it got ugly when Will Howard threw that interception. We were in a dark spot.
It goes dark very quickly.
You know what bothers him is he hates the stickers on the helmets. He thinks it's so accurate.
You know what I did, Bob? I kept sending him pictures of Brutus, the mascot. I kept sending the picture. He was dying laughing at me.
Mikey has that tattooed.
Sure do.
He has Brutus tattoo. Sure do.
There he is behind me on the wall. Wait, is it on your wall?
He's on your leg,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. There he is.
What a ridiculous tattoo. Right there. It really is.
So what merits a sticker? Like, is a sack a sticker?
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know, like, how it breaks down, but, like, touchdowns, big plays. Offensive line, I guess it's, like, every 50 rushing yards for a running back or every 100 rushing. I don't, you know, for certain players, I don't know, but I would imagine, you know.
Mikey, did you have to show the guy what Brutus looks like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he wasn't going off memory, Bob. I had to give him the picture. Yeah, this was years ago. This was, I think I was 23 when I got that tattoo, or maybe younger, maybe 22, 21.
Would me and you get along at 23?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Bob, right. Would you ever get a tattoo?
No, there's no way. Nothing against never? People that have it. Yeah, no, it's just not for me. I would never... It's not.
And don't like misquote me on this, but isn't it like taboo for like Jewish culture? I'm not even trying to be an asshole. Isn't it like Jewish people are not very like, is that not correct? I've heard that.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen a lot of Jewish people with tattoos. No, so could be true. I always like in the UFC when the guys take their shirt off. I love a fighter without any tattoos that is just.
Yeah, well, 90% of them are just covered.
Yeah, they're all inked up. Yeah.
You know who I think is my favorite fighter? And then I'll move on. Dustin Poirier is one of my favorite fighter of all
Diamond.
Time. Dude, he's amazing. We got to see him, Mikey,
we saw
against
him.
Islam.
Yep.
Yeah,
we sure did.
I mean, Bob, we saw him knock out that
Saint
South
Denise.
African.
Saint, no, he wasn't French. Yeah, he's like a French soldier. He's like a French, like the French soldier.
He was like special forces. And by the way,
really?
he was close to getting Poirier out. Like, I thought we were toast.
Huge favorite. Mikey, it was one of the greatest moments. I mean, the two greatest moments I have on UFC is Poirier knocking him out, and I was on the chair. Guard. And
Bob
I jumped on Joe, and then Kevin Holland throwing the mouth guard out of
the mouth guard. The mouth guard. Bob was fucking.
It was a riot. Man.
I watched that video the other day. It was so funny, bro.
I would like to go to one with Mikey there.
Oh, it would be special.
We will. We definitely will.
Well, there was a Tampa one, but it was the last second.
Yeah, Bob told me 3 days.
That's
before.
Great. That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Mikey, full you busy Saturday? I'm like, no, man. Like, I figured like he's in town for something. Yeah, you want to come on down to Tampa? Just got tickets to UFC. I was like, yeah, no, Bob. I can't. That's 2 days away. It's Christmas. It's on Christmas, Bob.
Totally get it. Mikey, buy or sell?
I'm going to sell today, and I don't want people to get their nuts twisted, and I don't want to hear from people in the comments, all the crying. I don't want to hear it, man. Justin Herbert yesterday, let me tell you, dude, like 4 interceptions. This guy got paid so much money. And this was the playoffs' first chance to really do something against a team that I really thought the Texans were a mediocre. They're like a mid-level team to me.
They looked awful first half.
Justin Herbert, what an egg. What an absolute egg he laid on Saturday. And I'm not saying he's not going to be something, but when you put a guy on a pedestal like that, you already put him in the same air as people regard Herbert right underneath the tier of like Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow. And then right under that, that next year, I feel like people will always tell you Justin Herbert. And yesterday, man, that was fucking disgusting. Saturday's wild card game with 4 interceptions with like, and he was under 50% completion up until the fourth quarter, whatever it was. I mean, it was as ugly as I've ever seen.
I mean, more interceptions than he's thrown in like how many weeks? I think it was ridiculous.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that was a hard sell for me, man. I really expected the Chargers. Now, I didn't bet the Chargers. I didn't put the Chargers out. But I really thought the Chargers were going to handle business. And my goodness, that was bad. That was
bad. Tough. And also too, they could have gone, even if they lost, they could leave with their heads held high. I mean, they had a good year. They probably weren't expected to get to the playoffs. So overall, it would have been a good year. But to end like that is very, very tough. Joey D.
It's also sports related, but I have to buy the football playoff for the NCAA for college football. I think it's been tremendous. I mean, compared to what we've had in the past, you got way more games to cheer for. Yeah. Where a couple of the games, you know, one-offs, yeah, the Boise State game, yeah, okay, sure. But, like, you got teams now in the playoff, like, with Penn State, Notre Dame, that I don't think would have been there had it been just the 4-team.
They wouldn't have. Well, Notre committee. Dame maybe, but not Penn State.
Penn State for sure wouldn't have been in there. But, like, that game was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was great.
The game. Ohio State game was unbelievable. Great game.
Yeah.
Yep. The playoffs have been so enjoyable to watch. I think it's been the best string of like college football, like leading up to a national championship that I've ever seen. And I think they got it right. I think this takes, you know, the power out of the committee. It makes it so much more open to other teams who wouldn't have a spotlight and opportunity to get there. And, you know, I think it's fair. I think it's really good. It's cool to see these other teams that don't normally play each other, playing each other. And now like, we got a national title that is going to be unbelievable, you know, with Notre Dame, Ohio State. I mean, the ratings are going to be through the roof. Oh, I think they got it right. I think it's going to be really good for a long time, and I'm all aboard. I've really thoroughly enjoyed watching these games.
Didn't I just buy college football playoffs last week or 2 weeks ago? No, I think I did. Almost positive. Maybe. I did. We were talking about how people are complaining about some of these teams getting in, but it's like, bro, like, what's the alternative? Like,
I mean, I'm going to say this to Oregon fans. I mean, Jesus Christ, Twitter is like, these Oregon fans, like, they're still complaining about how they got a first round bye and how it was a disservice that they won the championship.
Oh, shut up!
Like, come on! Like, come! Like, what are we doing? Like, what? I think it's been awesome. I mean,
they wouldn't have turned down the bye before they got the bye, right? Because you're guaranteed a next step into the playoffs. Like,
of course.
What are we talking about?
And look, you could say whatever you want about Notre Dame and Ohio State. You could say, you know, in the format of the last however many years, they wouldn't be in. The bottom line is Notre Dame has beaten an Indiana team in the only two games Indiana's lost this year. The only two games Indiana's lost, say what you will about them. The two games they lost were to the teams playing in the national championship game. They lost to Ohio State and Notre Dame. Those are the only two losses. Notre Dame then goes and beats the SEC champion and beats them up. They beat Georgia up.
With the quarterback situation.
I understand that, but Notre Dame's been banged up with injuries too. They got a lot of injuries too. They beat up Georgia. Then they go beat Penn State, Ohio State. They beat Tennessee. They beat Oregon. They beat Texas. These are the two teams that were meant to be here at the end. I don't think there's any arguing against it. I think, Joe, like you said, I think people are upset with the seeding, and I think you have a legitimate beef with that, saying like, there's no way you could just give an auto buy to Arizona State and Boise State because they won their conference. I get that. I agree. But like, you can't say that these were the wrong 12 teams or that this team didn't get in. Who's going in, bro? Alabama, who got smoked on the road
Alabama
against Oklahoma and then
to
lost to Michigan in a bowl game?
And
Michigan,
you know what,
Michigan,
Mikey, it's the first year they've done it. They can clean some of this stuff up, but I think it's the right way to do it. It extends for more good playoff football, and it makes it enjoyable. And you know what? Boise State, when was Boise State ever going to have a playoff game? When was Arizona? Arizona State was one series away from beating Texas and being in the semifinal.
I agree.
Yeah, it's been fun. It really has. It's been a lot of fun. We can go into our top five. It should be a pretty funny top five. Do want to shout out all the people in California. The wildfires, man. It's
hard to watch.
It is. It's really hard to watch. Me and Joe living there for so long, a lot of places you go to all the time. It's one of the more horror. I mean, this will be in history books for the longest time.
It's crazy.
It's just,
you know, the thing is, when we lived there, Bob, I lived there 8 years. There was a couple massive wildfires, but never to this extent, never to this, you know, level of catastrophic result. And like, to see it's just not one fire, it's multiple people are setting fires. It's just like, what are we doing, man? And the state is just in such a disarray right now.
Yeah, they're in shambles, bro.
And, you know, really, I think, you know, a lot of it has led to where they're at. You know, the cutting the funding of the fire department by $17 million. You know, all these things, it's just led to a perfect storm that has just absolutely devastated, you know, our old home. And it's you're right, Bob. I like, there's some videos you see on TikTok or Instagram of them driving down the Pacific Coast Highway, you know, the Pacific one, and, you know, that area in Malibu, all those homes and like businesses that I, you know, was such a beautiful drive. It's just, there's nothing there. It's freaking horrific.
You know, the problem is too, what's happening, and they're showing videos of it, is there's LA gangs that are going around and they're adding to the chaos and they're starting their own fires. They're starting the fires, and then to get people to evacuate. And then when they evacuate, they're going into their homes. There's videos of these guys just going into their homes and just looting. Taking loot. It's like, it's hard to watch. I saw the last thing I'll say, and I saw a girl on an interview. She was saying the fire was coming near their block. She's standing outside of their house. They're getting ready. They're packing up all their stuff. And she sees like seven cars pull up and all these guys coming out. She thinks these guys are coming out to help them out. And then she sees them just go into these people's home and they're coming out with TVs and fucking, it's hit hard. It's hard to watch. So thinking about all of them, hopefully that ends. On the Joe Rogan podcast, they showed like last year of a fireman or somebody said, it's going to happen that
Trump
already gotten
lucky. He had Trump on there, and Trump was talking about the fires and how they had such a low water shortage and shit. It was all over the internet.
It was Trump.
He had Trump on there. It was like a viral clip this week of Trump saying, you know, the water supply is being diverted to, you know, well, Trump makes it sound so ridiculous. He's like, you know, to save a little fish, save a little fish. They want to save a little fish, diverting all the water to save a fish. I think they had a lot. He had Trump on there, and that clip went viral this week because of the circumstances going out. And but he may have had a fire chief too. I don't know.
Bob, I know the one you're talking about. It's another guy, and he talks about that there's just going to be a perfect storm where the winds hit it a certain way and it's just going to spread to the city and it's going to be uncontainable.
Bro, you know, when I think about that and I see people like evacuating their homes and having to leave everything behind, like at the end of the day, like you really have to think about when you have a family and you have,
like, what, you know, do you take?
Like, listen, like two grown people, like a man and a woman, like that's, when you have kids and you have to take your children out of your home and you have to leave and you got to leave that home behind, you got to just think in the back of your head, like, at any given point, could you do that? Like, can you really just think about what you have, like, materialistic wise in your house? And do you really give a shit? Because at the end of the day, if you got to go, you got to go. You got to go. Nothing else matters.
My girlfriend had to do it. She's about to get rocked. So she had to take her stuff and just figure out what she wanted to take.
Well, you saw that video of those two guys who are trapped in the house and there's flames. Oh my God. That makes you realize that, like, it's not worth staying. Like, at that point, you gotta fucking go.
Nothing, just go.
But like, Mikey, what do you take? You take, like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like,
if you got a jump bag and a safe with, like, I always keep like a jump bag and a safe with like passports and like,
well, yeah, that stuff, but like clothes, like nothing matters at nothing that point. Matters, nothing, bro.
Nothing.
TV,
you know,
stuff,
fuck your TV, fuck your computer, fuck your jewelry. Like, bro,
you imagine seeing me like take the Bourdain photo. You know what I mean?
Bob,
like,
running out with the Aaron Judge necklace, dude. Portrait.
Terrible. All right, let's go into our top five. It's going to be a little bit of ridiculous of a top five.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be top five ice cream toppings. So top five ice cream toppings. Look, full hand up. I thought I was going to run away with the top five last week. Joey D took it home. And when you look at the list, Joe did have a good list. I'll read off who he had because a lot of people want to know what list Pryor won. We did top five coaches to play for. And Joe had Nick Saban, Dan Hurley, Coach O, Jim Harbaugh, and Bruce Pearl. which is a really, really good list. Mikey B, when old, and me and Joe got slammed.
Yeah, a lot of people were not happy. A lot of people were not happy.
Guys, you can't listen. Listen, I love both of you. You can't scoff at names just because you don't know who they are. You can't do that.
But well, Mikey,
it's just so old that it's like.
So Mikey, here's my thing was, it was top five coaches to play for. So like, to me, I didn't feel that outside of, yes, he won all the time.
But they're historical. But they're like, they've written books. Like you can read about what these men have talked about.
Yeah, that's fair. That's, I was going to say, to Bob's point, like, how many games did you watch them play?
I understand
know their personality.
That.
Look,
yes.
But I'm going to tell you the optics of it to the listener and the viewer makes it sound like
it.
You just were like, who the fuck is that?
No,
like,
that's not what we're doing. Like. Yeah. That's not that what
honey,
we're doing. If it was best coaches of all time, I wouldn't even say anything. But it's like, I it was like you're taking guys who, like, I don't – I'm like, I don't know if he's ever even seen him in
correct.
A live game.
That, yes, that's where I – that's why I laughed.
I remember Dean Smith.
When that first comment
you don't remember
Wood about it.
No.
I knew the books thing's fair. He's right about that. They've written books. So you
like these guys, like coaches from today, like quote and use like the ideologies and like tactics and leadership methods of these like old these guys laid the foundation. That's why I was kind of like,
anytime you do these top fives, like I'll get a call from my dad. He's like, he'll be like, Robbie, you got to understand, John Wooden was one of the greatest coaches.
That's why Mike Berger and me are, you know what?
Yeah, but Mike's also how much older than you? Like, it's
I know.
Like he grew up watching.
I may as well be 60, Joe. I may as well be. My body feels
so
like I'm
so
60.
Might as well this
and,
guy
and
up there.
And, well, D-Man might as well be fucking 22, this guy, dude.
I'm
D-Man.
The one who doesn't have the teeth.
Joe, are you going to go one today or are you going to fuck around?
I'm going to go three.
Wow.
I think
I got to go one then.
I think the reason I'm going three is because you're very limited in terms of like how many good toppings you can actually put. And I would like to get as many of
those. By the time it wraps around to me, it's going to be ugly.
Mikey,
it's going to be real ugly.
You did come in second, right?
I did.
Okay.
I
did. All right. Yeah. So top five ice cream toppings. Mikey, take it away.
I'm going to take hot fudge. Number one.
That's a good one, man.
All right. I'm going to take cookie dough.
Cookie dough or cookie like cookie dough crumbles?
He's
or
going cookie dough.
Cookie
like
dough.
The little crumble,
like the little
cookie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Cookie dough on top of there.
Okay.
I am gonna go Reese's peanut butter cups.
Now let's make sure. Okay,
that's the actual cup that's crumbled on top of the ice cream.
Bob, we had to clarify that. Just
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Not the pieces.
Correct.
No, we're done with pieces. It's okay. the cups that are crumbled on top.
Piece.
But you could actually have pieces on there too, because this is, I'm saying
they're
that
two separate.
Else,
someone else could take it.
That's
yes,
what I'm
that's
saying.
The, I'm clarifying that's not
I'm
what
doing
you're
the
you're
crumbled
the cup.
Cups. Yes.
The cup. Okay.
Yes. PB crumbled.
Cups. Got it. Crumbled.
And then I am going to go with M&Ms.
I like it.
Now, Bobby boy.
Give me Oreos.
That's a good one.
I'm going to take whipped cream and wrap around with sprinkles.
That's good.
Yeah. Good. Plan of attack here, Michael.
Or Jimmy's for us old souls out there, also known as Jimmy's.
Give me Kit Kat.
Wow. Bob's just digging into the bag of tricks with the candy bars. Not a bad strategy.
I'm going to go caramel sauce, like a caramel drizzle.
Sure.
And then...
this is a fun one. Good job, Bob.
And then on the way back, give me gummy bears.
Wow.
Yeah, nice day. I'm going to go with brownie bites. Yeah, fuck off. What's wrong with that?
No, because everything you're doing is like it's just like a substantial, like it's like a big topping. It's like a big topping.
Dude, I've been on a Dairy Queen kick where I'm ordering blizzards at night every night. You can't live like that.
I got the kitchen sink from Disney, the ice cream kitchen sink right here. I'm gonna go with peanut butter sauce, like the peanut butter drizzle sauce.
Sounds good. I could do that with my Dairy Queen order tonight.
And then this last pick, it's got to be a good one here. I got to think about it.
Could 2025 be the year of the D-Man?
Could be.
Hmm. See, Mikey's going old, has gone old, like old school traditional.
Yeah.
He's got some good ones. Yeah. The sprinkles, hot fudge, whipped cream. The thing with the whipped cream, why I didn't take whipped cream is because the first couple bites are tremendous, but then it just dissolves into the ice cream and it melts. And it's like, there's nothing really substantial there after that. If you have whipped cream with something on it now, like the hot fudge on top of the whipped cream, then that's the real, that's a pièce de résistance.
Now, can I take, Bob, you took cookie dough. Can I take cookie crumble? Because I think there's a big difference.
Like yes, it's totally crumbles. Different. Yeah, it's different.
Okay.
Cookie dough is like a
it's
soft.
It's cookie
like
dough.
A soft,
yeah.
It's totally
I'm gonna go cookie crumble. Cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I think
like
last...
you know, like the black like cookie.
No
crumble.
Problem.
You know what
yeah,
I'm
no
talking
problem.
About. Okay, all right.
No
all problem. Right. Bob last pick, Joe last.
I think I am gonna take the Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
The little ones.
Yeah, I think I am gonna take those.
Yeah. The pieces. Yep.
I'm gonna go with my last pick. My last pick, I'm gonna go chocolate covered pretzels.
Wow, what a pull from Joseph.
I mean, that's Mr. Irrelevant right there.
Yeah, yep.
Let's hear what we got, Michael.
It's a good. I tell you what, shout out to Bob. This was, I knew this was going to be good because once it got through the first couple rounds, I said it was going to get interesting.
I thought you guys weren't going to allow candy, and that would have been a problem.
No, you can't. What are you going to do? What are you going to
like, have enough stuff? Yeah, like, I thought if I picked like M&M's, you guys weren't going to allow it.
No, yeah.
All right, here we go. Top five ice cream toppings. I went first. My list is hot fudge, whipped cream, sprinkles, peanut butter sauce, cookie crumbles. Bob has cookie dough crumble or cookie dough pieces, Oreos,
cookie
dough,
cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Cookie dough. Oreos, Kit Kat, Brownie Bites, Reese's Pieces.
Terrible.
Joe has peanut butter cups, M&M's, caramel sauce, gummy bears, and chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. These ones you never really know because really objective, right? Like you might think that you have a good list and then somebody doesn't like something and all of a sudden you're nowhere to be found. But this was a fun one.
You think 2025 is the year of the Brilliant Dumb Show, Mikey?
Sure as hell should be.
I'd like to think so.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Feel good about it.
Yeah. Really I mean, this is
trending.
A really, really good episode. I feel
digest, lock in
big digest.
Could be a big
today.
Digest year.
Yeah. Joe, best of luck on the Packers. I really hope the Packers win today and Sirianni's gone.
I would love to be a fly on the wall if Joe and Ticket were watching that game together. That's what I would.
We apparently, Perez hit me up. He had tickets for me to go to fly into Philadelphia to the game.
Mm-hmm.
But we're leaving it for the Dominican Republic on Tuesday. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
So, but it would have been, I would have been scared to wear the jersey in Philadelphia. Let me tell you that much.
Don't do it.
They
don't
are.
Bro, they're a different.
They're ruthless.
Mikey, we talked to Rizzo about it. I was telling him how, like, what I got slammed when I went to the game two, how I didn't wear anything stuff.
In LA?
He said to me, he's like, I don't blame you at all. He's like, with the way those fans are, he's like, even the Dodgers,
the Dodger fans? Yeah.
Bro, they are ruthless.
And really?
They get nasty, dude. Nasty.
I don't know. I feel like I would not be intimidated
like Philly's
by Dodgers
known,
fans. Philly
dude.
Fans, on the other
Philly
hand, I mean,
so Rizzo's buddy told me that
they yell
was,
at kids. They
he said that somebody threw a bottle at his head after
dude,
they lost.
Dude, they're,
and,
they're nuts. They're nuts. They they're legitimately crazy. Like, they're
bites and shit. Like,
right. That's why I feel like the national championship. I feel like you go to a championship game, like nobody's like everybody's like.
Mikey, I went to the national championship a few years ago. It was very civil.
Yeah,
it was very.
I would expect the same.
You're gonna have a lot of fun, Michael.
You know who's meeting me out there? Mr. Urlacher.
AJ McCarron.
Urlacher.
Oh, ask him about
his son.
About
his son plays safety at Notre Dame. I will.
Really? Ask him about his hair guy. And you know who else you might see out there?
Ryan Clark,
another friend of the program.
Yeah, Ryan Clark. Spoke to him also.
You did?
Yeah.
Remember how long we sat with him at UFC? We were talking to him for a while. Dear friend.
Joe's UFC.
Yeah.
Dear friend. All right. That does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We love you. We appreciate you. Great episode. We'll see you next week.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.